Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. All day, every day. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Stop for just a minute before you continue to read or listen and think of the number of interactions you have with each child every day. How many did you list? It's likely a significant number. With preschoolers, you may have listed greeting them in the morning, helping them get settled for the day, inviting or encouraging them in an activity, talking to them about a project they may be working on, helping them sort through a challenge with another child, washing hands, and on and on. For infants, you can add giving them a bottle, changing their diaper, interacting with them during tummy time, soothing them, and many more. Your day is so full with your focus on each and every child. This month is a significant anniversary for the Lutheran Church. 500 years ago, Martin Luther challenged the teachings of the church that were in opposition to what the Bible teaches. Luther was known to be a great orator, writer, debater, and theologian. But he also had a passion for encouraging parents to teach their children the truths of God's Word. Luther found these verses in Deuteronomy to be an encouragement to himself as a father and to his goal to create tools for other parents as well. The verses are found right after the section of Deuteronomy where God gives the Ten Commandments to his people. God tells them that these commands are to be on their hearts at all times. He tells his beloved people to love the Lord with all that they are, heart, soul, and strength. God reminds the people that these commands are not just for the adults, but he stresses that they are to impress them on their children. How can they do so? How can we do so? All day long, in everything they do, and in everything we do. Think of the comparisons with what you do with the children each day, when you sit and have a simple conversation with a child, when you walk around the play area together, when they lie down and get up at rest time or nap time. Write them on the multiple areas of your classroom and school, both inside and out. Sharing God's Word with the children is not confined to a Bible story time, but permeates everything, every day. And the heart of that message is God's amazing love for each child, each family, and you. God's love is immeasurable for each of us. God's love led him to send his Son to be our Savior and our substitute. Jesus' forgiveness allows us to joyfully approach God's commands rather than cower before them, because he kept each and every one for us all day, every day. Overwhelmed by his love for us, we can share that love with each child all day, every day. We pray. Dear Father, help me to see all the opportunities I have each day to share you, your love, and your grace with the children in my care. Guide my words and stir up my zeal. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.